Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast 20 something. This is Anna. I hope everyone's doing good, feeling good. I have just been thinking about my relationships, and I think the topic of this podcast today is going to be about commitment and relationships. One of my friends mentioned that they think that I'm not really like looking for commitment, that I kind of want like a fling, you know what I mean? And as I'm like looking back at like my past relationships, there's always been like one common factor that like caused them to end. It was because the person I was dating, they wanted to be, you know, long distance. They were thinking into the future. They were really, really committed to me. They like wanted to move out where I was going to college. Like, it was just getting very real, very fast. And I think that's the part that scared me the most, was like, how is this person so committed to me when it's only been like 2 or 3 weeks? And, you know, sometimes, you know, they drop the L bomb. It's like, how? Like, we've only known each other for like a couple of days. And it's like, how do you fall in love with someone like that fast? And I mean, like, you know, like soulmates, I guess, exist. But like, I don't know, it just didn't feel like real to me. But yeah, my first relationship, that ended mostly because the guy, you know, he couldn't really communicate as well. And that's one of my, you know, like really, really big things that I want in a relationship, someone that can clearly communicate and articulate their feelings. And I don't want to feel like I'm asking them to do it. I feel like it's just something that should come naturally. The second relationship, now this was long distance, and it was so crazy. Like, I actually like met his family on FaceTime, and it was just so wild. Like, we actually had like a full conversation. I literally met his family probably after like 2 days of us talking, and he's talking about like, oh, what if I come get an apartment, you know, down where you're gonna be staying for college. I don't know, it was just like so bizarre to me. But I guess that's like how like some people, you know, think, you like they had like to plan ahead and things like that. I don't know, I just really thought it was bizarre that like someone was willing to put in that much effort into someone they just met recently, and it just like scared me away, I guess. And the most recent relationship, now this one was so interesting. Basically was not long distance. We actually met at McDonald's where I worked for the summer. Great guy, really, really great guy. I also met his family like pretty recently once we started talking. We met at work, and then we had a hangout with some work buddies at the carnival, and that's where I met his mom and his family. But we weren't like, you know, quote unquote like dating at the time, but I think it was probably like what, like 2 days after, I don't know, I could be wrong. But yeah, I had like a full conversation with his mom and dad, like how you would like genuinely like meet your significant other's family. So it went really nice too. Like, I really, really loved his family. Like, his mom was so sweet. Like, she literally treated me like her own daughter. I was just like, wow. Like, I was just like literally overfilled with joy, just like how well it went and just how much I actually like love their family. Because, you know, Black families, like, they're just very strict. You know how it is. Like, if you got Black families, you know how it is. Or like immigrant families, like, they're very strict. And I guess just seeing how like not like free-spirited, but like less strict his parents were and how like they treated me. I just felt like really welcome and like just really loved. But yeah, let's fast forward. Now, this recent relationship, kind of similar to the last person I was telling you about, he was very much like looking into the future, like wanted to get a career out where I was gonna be. Wanted to see if I wanted to like move in with him like after my second year of college. And I was like, I don't know, because like I don't know, I want to like live with my friends, like do the normal thing, like get an apartment, things like that. So that just really scared me a little bit. And I think, okay, low-key, bro, okay, we both did say I love you to each other, like, after, like, I think it was, like, the second time we saw each other. Bro, I know it's bad. I know I'm saying, like, I'm scared of, like, commitment things, and I literally, like, said I love you, like, I can't. Okay, but, like, I did genuinely, like, have strong feelings for this person, so, yeah. And I'm not saying I did it in the other relationships, but I think because, like, he's actually like living like close to me, and like I met his parents and stuff like in person, and we did like coupley things, I guess I just like felt it more, if you know what I mean, like rather than like a long distance relationship like over FaceTime, you know what I mean. I just cannot see myself saying like I love you like over FaceTime like the first time, like you're funny. But no, but yeah. And I don't know, one of we're gonna call this guy John, the guy that I was previously like with, like recently. He was definitely dealing with some mental challenges. One of his biggest challenges was overthinking, and something he did a lot was just say random thoughts he was thinking toward me, and sometimes it'll be like a little hard to hear because, for example, like if somebody like cheated on him in the past, you know, if I like said, oh, I was telling a story about blah, then like some guy's like in the story, or like, oh, like this is like one of my friends, like, but he's a guy, like sometimes it was just like, oh, like if you're ever like going after someone, just please tell me. And I don't know, I just thought that was a little iffy. I mean, obviously like we all have a past, and sometimes that like affects how we live like in the future, but I don't know, like if you're in a relationship, I just feel like you kind of have to just let that go and not really like put that on the person like you're with, you know what I mean. So that was kind of difficult for me. But I think one of the largest factors that caused me to get out of that relationship was because I felt like the relationship was just like putting too much pressure on his mental. Because I think that if two people get in a relationship, I feel like they should at least be like somewhat like mentally stable, because you don't want to, you know, bring the other person down, you know. You want it to be like a healthy relationship. And because of some of his tendencies and some things that like have happened to him that he did, I was just like constantly worrying like 24/7. And like, I'm not trying to make this about me, like genuinely, like I just wanted him to get better without the pressure of a relationship, you know what I mean. And you know, we talked about it, you know, like we're gonna wait a year, like see if we both, you know, feel the same, still have feelings for each other, and you know, see where it goes. And I guess the second reason like I don't want to say is, I guess I do want like a fresh start in college. Like, bro, I'm going to Hampton University in Virginia, HBCU, the real HU. And the first week of school, they have like these little welcome parties. And like, bro, I'm gonna be real, like I want to turn up, like I want to like experience like the college parties, you know what I mean. I don't know how bad it's gonna be, but I'm excited. And I guess I didn't want like the pressure of a relationship like trying to like impact like what I do. Like, look, I'm not gonna go like crazy, you know what I mean, I'm not, but I do just like want to have fun, you know what I mean, have fun with like my friends, my girls, So I guess that's kind of what I was thinking of. And that's when I was telling this to my friend, that's why she was like, oh, like, are you sure you're just like not scared of like commitment? Like, are you sure you just don't want like a little fling? You know what I mean? Because I haven't been in like really like long like relationships, like probably like up to like 2 to 3 months, like max, like call it what you want, probably like middle school relationships, like bro, lasting like 2 weeks. Like, this is literally the situation I keep finding myself in. But yeah, I think I probably should just take a break from relationships and just like focus on myself. Like, I know everyone says that, but like, I don't know, people like don't say like actually how hard it is. Like, I don't know, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, journal. I mean, I'm in therapy, that's been helping, but I just don't know like what my problem is. Why do I keep like seeking attention? You know what I mean? I don't know, maybe it's a way to build my confidence up, because like I mentioned in my last episode, you know, like, definitely through junior and senior year, I definitely dealt with some like lack of self-confidence, lack of self-doubt. And I guess like I like to seek people to like kind of build that up, and that is not healthy like at all. That's something like you have to do by yourself, but it's just really difficult like to really like look yourself in the mirror and be like, yo, like, you need to fix this, like, whatever it is. Like, my therapist, she was like, she mentioned doing like affirmations and things like that. It's like, I don't know, I just like can't bring myself to like say them. Like, I don't know, it's awkward, like it feels weird. So like, if y'all ever like do like affirmations, like give me some help. Like, how do you do it? Like, how do you get started? Like, what do you say? Like, I don't know. Journaling is good. I used to, you know, do little poetry like back in like elementary school and like give it to my parents, so maybe I could like pick up journaling, but I don't know, I just need like a nice little way to self-cleanse myself, you know, we all need it. And definitely before I go to college, because I am leaving home, I'm leaving Michigan in probably like 2 to 3 weeks, and 10 hours away from home, like that, like in a flash. And I don't know if it's hitting me now. Like, all I feel right now is, honestly, I'm just like excited. I can't wait to move in with my roommate and see my college friends. But I feel like it's just gonna hit, definitely like being away from home and things like that. But yeah, this is kind of what I wanted to talk about. Relationships, bro, it's a tough one. Like, I don't know, it's tough. But yeah, I will put my Instagram in the description if any of y'all just want to text me any concerns, any questions, or if you just want to talk, I am always open. And yeah, this has been 20 something with Anna. Thank you so much for tuning in. See y'all. Oh, 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 oh